Today I would like you to turn in your Bible to Romans, the book of Romans, chapter 11. Romans chapter 11. I'll be speaking to you this morning from verses 33 down through verse 36 of Romans chapter 11. Let's begin by reading these verses. Verse 33. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments, and his ways past finding out. For who hath known the mind of the Lord? Or who hath been his counselor? Or who hath first given to him, and it shall be recompensed unto him again? For of him, verse 36, Romans 11, for of him, and through him, and to him are all things, to whom, or to him, be glory forever and ever. Now, in these closing verses in this chapter, the servant of God, Paul the Apostle, reminds us again of the impossibility of the finite creature understanding and comprehending the wisdom and knowledge and judgments of the infinite God. In Job chapter 11, we read this: Can you by searching find out God? Can you find out the Almighty unto perfection? It is high as heaven. What can you do? It's deeper than hell. What can you know? Oh, the unsearchable riches of Christ. How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways and his eternal designs and decrees. They're past finding out. We're too finite. God is infinite and eternal. Our sovereign God will do what he will, with whom he will, when he will, and all that he does will be true and righteous altogether because God is pleased to do it. My friend, God is absolutely sovereign and rules and reigns in all things. Listen to what the psalmist wrote in Psalm 135. Whatsoever the Lord pleased, that did he in heaven and in the earth, in the seas, and all deep places. My friend, God is God. Now listen to these questions that are asked in verse 34 and 35 of Romans 11. Who hath known the mind of the Lord? Who hath been his counselor? Who hath first given to God, and it shall be recompensed unto him again? Who has known the mind and the will and the purposes and the eternal purposes and heart of God Almighty? Who has God ever consulted for information? We read in the scriptures, known unto God are all his works from the beginning. Who can give or add anything to God's glory, God's majesty? Certainly not a sinful, finite, wicked creature such as all men are. Now look at verse 35. For of him, and through him, and to him are all things. Now this is a verse this morning that we want to camp on for just a few moments. Here is a glorious truth, again, that echoes throughout the Word of God. Notice this phrase found in verse 36. All things are of God. All things are of him. That is, he's the originator. He's the cause. He's the source. He's the planner. All things are not only of him, but all things are through him in bringing them to pass. He's working these things. He's the means whereby they come to pass. And all things are to him. All things are to his glory. All things are working to an eternal end that will glorify God. To him be the glory forever and ever. Paul says, amen. Now we can apply this truth to all things, but I want to look specifically at three. All things are of God in creation, providence, and salvation. Now let's look at those things. Creation, providence, and salvation, thinking and keeping in mind that all things are of God, of him, through him, and to him. Now, all things in creation are of him, of him. God himself is the originator, the planner, the designer of this vast creation that we behold. In that time before time, when there was no day, but the Ancient of Days, when there was no sun, when all matter and space were unborn, God alone existed and dwelt in perfect peace. When there was nothing but God, he, according to his infinite wisdom and purpose, determined to create all things. In Proverbs 3:19, we read, "The Lord by wisdom hath founded the earth." In creation, all things are of God. They didn't just happen. They didn't just evolve. God is the architect. God is the planner. Not only are all things in creation of Him, but all things in creation are through Him. He created all things by the word of His power. Now you listen to this scripture, Colossians 1:16. "For by Him were all things created that are in heaven, that are in the earth, visible, invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions, principalities or powers. All things were created by Him and for Him." In John chapter 1, verse 3, we read, "All things were made by Him, made by the Word, made by the Lord Jesus Christ. And without Him was not anything made that was made." All things were created through Him. He created the universe out of nothing. From the highest archangel to the lowest worm upon the earth, God said, "Let it be," and it was. He's all things in creation are of Him and through Him. And thirdly, all things in creation are to Him. All things in creation work to one righteous purpose and end, and that's His glory. Everything must and will praise the Lord. He designed it that way. The heavens declare the glory of God. And my friend, all creatures must and will praise His glory. He said in Philippians 2, "Every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father." They'll either serve to magnify God's justice or serve to magnify His grace, but all creatures will glorify God Almighty. Secondly, not only all things in creation are of Him, but all things in providence are of Him. Are of Him. Now, what is providence? God conceived power that sustains, guides, directs, and controls all things according to His wise decree. That's a good definition for providence. And providence is of God. Of Him. There is nothing in our life that comes to pass by luck, fate, or chance. God ruleth over all things by His infinite purpose and eternal decrees. Listen to Ephesians chapter 1. "He worketh all things after the counsel of His own will and purpose." He's the first cause and last end of all things. All things in providence are of Him. Secondly, all things in providence are through Him. They come to pass by His execution. He said in Isaiah 46, verse 9, "I've spoken it, I will bring it to pass. I've purposed it, God said, I will do it." He brings them to pass, these things in providence that He gloriously works to this end, to Him. The execution of God's decrees always work for the true interests of God's people and to God's ultimate glory. That's what Paul said in Romans 8:28. Turn over there to Romans 8:28 and read this glorious verse. He says, "We know that all things," there it is again, "work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to God's purpose." All things in creation, yes, of Him, through Him, and to Him. And all things in providence are of Him, through Him, and to Him. Now lastly, let's consider salvation. All things in salvation. Here, everything is of God. Everything of God, and through God, and to Him in salvation. Everything's of God. Salvation is of Him. Of Him. Jonah had it right when he declared from the belly of that fish that salvation is of the Lord. My friend, that truth has not changed. It eternally has been the same because God doesn't change. None but God could have devised such a way of salvation, such as the gospel presents, wherein God can be just and justifier of the ungodly. How? through Christ the substitute, through Christ living and dying in the room in the state of His people. The only way God can be a just God and Savior is through our Lord Jesus Christ. Substitution, satisfaction, redemption through the blood. This is all of God. He devised a means whereby He could set the sinner free. He devised a means whereby He could ransom us with His own blood. God ordained the hour when the Savior would be born. Listen to the scripture, Galatians 4. In the fullness of time, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law to redeem them that were under the law. God sent the Savior to redeem His people. In the fullness of time, God sent Him. Call His name Jesus. He shall save His people from their sin. God ordained the hour when He would be born. God ordained the hour when He would be crucified. Him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God. You have by wicked hands have taken and slain and crucified the Lord of glory. God ordained the hour when He would be born. And God ordained the very moment when the Lord Jesus Christ would be crucified as the believer's substitute. You remember He said, "My hour is come. My hour is come." This is the hour that was ordained and appointed of God Almighty. He was slain in God's purpose, in God's time. Wicked men did what they wanted to do, but they did what God determined before to be done. God ordained the hour. You see, salvation's of Him. When He would be born, when He'd be crucified, God ordained the hour when He would be risen and exalted. The third day He walked out of the tomb, a glorious, glorified Redeemer. When He'd by Himself purged our sins, God, He sat down at God's right hand. So salvation is of Him, totally of Him. Secondly, salvation is through Him, through Him. Redemption and the work of redemption, God redeeming us, was through and in and by the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ came as our high priest, as our representative, as our mediator. And He didn't bring the typical animal sacrifice like that Old Testament priest. He brought not the blood of bulls and goats, but He brought His own blood. And with His own blood, He entered in once into the holy place in the very presence of God to obtain eternal redemption for us. He did this by Himself, with Himself. For His glory. You see, salvation is of the Lord, and salvation is through the Lord Jesus Christ. In the accomplishment of salvation, now listen to me carefully. In the accomplishment of salvation, man has no part or lot in accomplishing salvation. Our Lord said in John 17 in His high priestly prayer, "I have glorified Thee on the earth. I finished the work which You gave Me to do." Every spiritual blessing we enjoy is through the redeeming blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's blessed us with all spiritual blessings. Where? In Christ. In Him. You see, salvation is of the Lord. And salvation is through His work, through His blood, through His power. And salvation is to that end that glorifies God. Now let me ask you a question. What's the grand design of redemption? You thought about it? What is the grand design of redemption? I tell you what it is. It's the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. To God be the glory, great things He has done. That's the song of redemption in heaven, isn't it? Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive all power, riches, wisdom, strength, honor, glory, and blessing. Salvation is of Him and through Him. And to this end and to this purpose, God's glory. Now in closing, let me give you this. Salvation. The same is true in the application of salvation. In the application of salvation. The application of salvation is of the Lord. God who hath begun a good work in you will finish it. You see, the application of salvation in our heart is a work of God. Why am I saved? Good question, isn't it? Why am I saved? Because I did something? Because I gave something? Because of some goodness in me? Or because God sent His grace and sent His grace and love and affection upon me? The answer is, salvation is of Him in its application. Listen to 1 Corinthians 1:30. But of Him are you in Christ, who of God is made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. In the application of salvation, it's of the Lord. He chose us. We didn't choose Him. He chose us in Christ in eternity. He chose us. We didn't choose Him. He loved us. We didn't love Him. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be a propitiation for us. So in the application of salvation, it's of Him. And the application of salvation, not only of Him, but through Him. By what power is a man called unto life? He translated us out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of His dear Son. Where did faith take its birth? It's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. How are we made new creatures in Christ? If the Spirit that quickeneth the flesh profiteth nothing. Spiritual work must be done by the Spirit of God. You hath He quickened who were dead. Who made you to differ from another in salvation? God did. The application of salvation is through Him. It's of Him and through Him. And lastly, the application of salvation is to His glory. Those whom God is pleased to save, to call, to redeem, humbly and rightly give God all the glory. They sing unto Him, as recorded in Revelation chapter 1, verse 5, unto Him that loved us and washed us from our sin in His own blood and made us kings and priests unto God, to Him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Now look at that scripture again. Romans 11, verse 36, of Him and through Him and to Him are all things, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Now, if you would like a copy of this message, you write to me and I'll send it to you absolutely free. My address is Church 6088 Zebulun Highway, Pikeville, Kentucky, 41501.